The issue of the increasing amount of time it's taking for some of these attacks to come to light has been the case really since around May this year, since the declaration of the state of emergency in northern Nigeria. This was accompanied with severe reporting restrictions and also significantly a complete shutdown of the telephone network. This has meant that on many occasions in recent months, especially on attacks in rural areas, it's taken quite some time, sometimes a couple of days, for attacks to actually come to light and be reported to the provincial capitals.
Your thoughts about the reasons behind this attack? Do you think it was some kind of reprisal attack, maybe?
Well, we've been seeing increasing suggestions that Boko Haram may be carrying out attacks, exactly as you say, as reprisals against the population, who, again, since May, since the state of emergency, have been participating in increasing numbers in vigilante groups, for want of a better word, commonly known as civilian JTF, JTF being a reference to the Joint Task Force, which is the military units that were previously responsible for much of the counterinsurgency campaign in the north. This civilian JTF vigilante militias have been proving quite effective in identifying Boko Haram members within communities and have helped in recent months turn the tide to some extent against Boko Haram. And in response, Boko Haram seems to be increasing its attacks against civilian targets, and this has also been associated with a whole series of increasingly brutal attacks on schools in the region as well. There have been explicit statements from Boko Haram, or representatives at least claiming to be speaking on behalf of Boko Haram, who have directly linked this to the emergence of these civilian vigilante movements, saying that what they are seeking to do is punish the population for cooperating in the counterinsurgency campaign.
Is it too early to determine whether the army's offensive against Boko Haram has been a failure?
I think certainly too early to assess it as a failure, but also too early really to assess it success as well. They had notable apparent success in the initial months in displacing Boko Haram from urban areas, and there's been an increase in prevalence of attacks in rural spaces consequently in recent months. Rural areas, as I suggested before, have also become more vulnerable as a result of their inability to telephone in news of attacks, and so responses have been extremely delayed. It's a difficult situation in as much as the military is having success in securing areas in which it's concentrated. However, this has simply displaced the insurgency rather than eradicated it. In recent days and weeks, we've been seeing the beginnings of a move back towards more urban areas, notably the recent high-profile assault on Damaturu, provincial capital. This was a break from this recent trend towards more rural attacks and seems to have been an attempt by Boko Haram to demonstrate that it still posed a threat in urban areas and was still capable of attacking hard targets.